This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The U.S. military says it shot down two anti-ship ballistic missiles fired toward a container ship by Yemen's Houthi rebels in the Red Sea. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Hours later, four boats tried to attack the same ship, but U.S. forces opened fire, killing several of the armed crews, according to U.S. Central Command. No one was injured on the ship. The attacks on the Singapore flagship came amid heightening tension in the Red Sea following attacks by the Iran-backed Houthis. They say their attacks aim to end Israel's air and ground offensive targeting the Gaza Strip following the attack by the Palestinian militant group Hamas on October 7th. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday vowed to retake control of the Gaza Strip's border with Egypt, expanding Israel's mission to neutralize Hamas in a conflict it says it expects to last for months. Reuters' Diane To reports.
Rescue workers dug through rubble in central Gaza on Saturday to look for survivors and bodies as Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his country's war with Hamas was at its height and vowed to retake control of the enclave's border with Egypt. At a news conference in Tel Aviv, Netanyahu said the southern buffer zone, known as the Philadelphia Corridor, quote, must be in our hands. It must be shut. It is clear that any other arrangement would not ensure the demilitarization that we seek, he said.
Diane To from Reuters. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country will launch three additional military spy satellites and build more nuclear weapons. North Korea's Korean Central News Agency said Sunday that Kim made the comments during a key ruling party meeting meant to set state objectives for 2024. KCNA said Kim called for, quote, overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. This is VOA News. In New York's Times Square, they are getting ready for the big New Year's Eve party. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
So far, it appears about two dozen Democrats have indicated they won't seek re-election, while only 14 Republicans will not run for another term. Among them, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, who announced his departure last month because of congressional chaos.
Being obsessively fixated on retribution and vengeance for contrived injustices of the past.
But the departures of some Democrats in competitive districts, like California's Katie Porter, Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin, and Virginia's Abigail Spanberger, have Republicans hopeful those seats will flip red. Redistricting in North Carolina favors Republicans, although district changes in Louisiana and Alabama could help Democratic candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A senior Taliban official says security forces in Afghanistan killed a number of Tajik and Pakistani official nationals and arrested scores of others in attacks against religious clerics, the public, and mosques in Afghanistan. Taliban's appointed defense minister during a press conference in the capital, Kabul, said dozens of Tajiks and more than 20 Pakistanis were killed in the past 12 months, quote, in operations by security forces. Tensions between Kabul and Islamabad spiked as hundreds of thousands of Afghans left Pakistan after authorities started pursuing foreigners they said were in the country illegally. Maine's top election official could face an impeachment attempt in the state legislature over her decision to remove former President Trump from the state's primary ballot. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Maine's House Republican leader calls the move extreme and an effort at voter suppression, and at least one lawmaker has vowed to pursue impeachment. But Secretary of State Shenna Bellows tells WGME,
I'm mindful that no Secretary of State has ever deprived a candidate of ballot access under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, but no presidential candidate has ever engaged in an insurrection.
And Bellows maintains the Capitol riot happened at Trump's behest.
The events of January 6, 2021 were unprecedented and tragic. They were an attack not only upon the Capitol, government officials, but an attack on the rule of law.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Auckland has become the first major city to ring in 2024 with thousands cheering a fireworks display sprouting from New Zealand's tallest structure, Sky Tower, and a downtown light show. This year's New Year's Eve celebrations are overshadowed by the ongoing wars in Ukraine and Gaza, which have cast a pall over festivities and heightened tensions across parts of the world. Many cities are deploying extra security, and some places have canceled New Year's Eve events altogether. In Russia, the country's military actions in Ukraine have overshadowed celebrations, and the Moscow's Red Square has canceled the event. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.